mentions that 21 million of people are affected by the current conflict that started late March. Out of these 21 million, around 470 women are pregnant. And out of those pregnant women, UNFPA estimated around 70,000 of them that might go for complications, obstetric complications.
Can you describe these health-related risks and complications that the women are facing?
Yeah, these complications vary from one lady to another according to the status of the woman and also according to the age and other factors. But mostly these factors are around abortions, bleedings, expected labors.
What is the Population Fund doing to help these women safely give birth? Can you describe the kind of equipment and supplies the agency is providing?
The agency is supporting the entire country nationwide. That's in the normal circumstances. But due to the recent conflict, access was really a problem. So only those areas that were accessed could be helped by the agency. This aid or humanitarian aid provided by agencies also varies from one governorate or one area to another. It can be supporting the hospitals with the emergency obstetric care. It could be also providing life-saving medications that helps the woman during the delivery. It can be also in camps where we provide dignity kits as well as reproductive health kits and clean delivery kits. So it varies from one area to another, according to the situation there.
How many women do you aim to reach?
We are aiming to reach the 470. Due to the access, as I mentioned, we can say safely that we have reached 250,000. These governorates, mainly in the southern part of the country, where the main conflict are. These governorates are Aden, Lahd, and now we are targeting more governorates or more areas in the northern part. And maybe by the end of this week, we can reach around 6 governorates out of 23 governorates in the country. So hopefully by the end of the week, we will be reaching more than 300,000.
You mentioned that some women are victims of sexual assault in Yemen. Are you providing them with any type of specialized care or counseling?
Of course, we provide services and we provide the response to all victims. Our response will depend on the case and the situation. In the case where conflicts are still existing, we provide the anti-rape kits and HIV/AIDS kits to team partners. We provide with that psychosocial support and referral services as much as it's possible. But in all cases, we are providing GBV response services.